Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 32. Happy Easter to everybody. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
Adam Conway.
What's up?
And Susan Kamyab.
Hi.
Hello. We're having an excellent Sunday afternoon morning. Adam is up. We can't believe it.
Afternoon morning.
It looks like it's a good day outside.
Yes.
We've been away for a little while, but we are going to get into our 32nd episode of In the News, where we discuss all things cool pertaining to the film, TV, video game, comic, music world.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Adam Conway, I pass it over to you with comic book news. What can you tell me?
There's been a lot of comic book news because the WonderCon is basically going on right now.
Where's WonderCon?
I don't know.
Is it Anaheim? No,
it's Anaheim. It's Anaheim.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, at WonderCon, they released a new Batman Beyond short by Darwin Cook. So all you Batman Beyond fans, get excited. It's helped to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Batman. And, you know, people love Terry, the other Batman that most people don't really know about. But he had a show in the 90s.
Batman Beyond's, like, great series. Are they trying to bring that back?
Yeah, and they're talking about a movie also, possibly, so...
There's too many Batman movies coming out.
Yeah. Well, Warner Bros. Is trying to make money, too, you know.
They should get George Clooney back as Batman.
Oh, no. never again.
Best Batman ever.
In other DC news, DC is bringing back Secret Origins, which is a series that takes an early look at the days of superheroes and villains. And it was really popular, but I guess once they started the New 52, they put it by the wayside for now. So you'll get to find out all your new origins of, like, you know, the Last Son of Krypton or Supergirl or Dick Grayson.
So if you like origin stories, that's the one to get.
Yeah. Then also. The Eisner Award-winning duo Bendis and Michael Avon Oeming are bringing a new series to Icon called The United States of Murder, Inc., which is, you know, going to be a new crime comic book.
Yes.
Because that's a big
Bendis is awesome.
Right now.
Do you read comics, Susan?
Archie.
Wow.
I have Archie.
So you said he's about to die?
Speaking of Archie, he's dying.
Talk about that.
Are you serious?
Talk about that.
Has he picked a girl? Does that ever happen?
No, it's not going to happen.
Dang, I was always pro Betty.
Which is really odd because, you know, it's an Archie comic, but it's going to be without him. He's dying in issues 36 and 37.
Did they say why he's dying? No. Is he sick?
He'd be like a whole Superman Reborn.
Four Archies. He's going to get assassinated by Veronica.
Yeah, I would.
Straight to the head.
Veronica, I could see
her.
He loses his virginity, then immediately dies.
That'd be excellent. I'm just telling you. They kill off superheroes all the time. They
right.
kill off Archie and then bring him back.
Archie is dying after all these years.
It's a huge...
They're
huge,
really killing him?
They're really killing him.
I just can't believe
this. My mind
is... What are they going to do?
He'll be dead, but they're killing him.
I would assume then they...
Because they also have another Archie
where
he's fighting zombies, so...
In 2008 or 2009, they killed off Captain America, but they brought him back a couple months later. It's a big ratings thing in comics to do.
Well, I'd love to see, like, Betty and Veronica's reaction to his death. Like,
yeah, what's Jughead going
to
do
Jughead,
now?
He's not going to know how to do anything. He's like,
they all drink the Kool-Aid to go with them. And then who do you have?
Well, that's what I see. How is he going to die is the biggest question I have. How graphic
guns
are they
blazing, hopefully?
In an Archie comic book, which is like a G comic.
Sabrina was in there for like a while. Maybe like she could do some witchcraft.
He died
or something.
he's dying of testicular cancer.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's lighting it up a little. Are you Elektra fans? They are bringing an all-new Elektra series to Marvel now. For you people who like ninja fighting and
Elektra,
badass girls.
Ultimate Daredevil Elektra was the last good Elektra book. Hopefully they'll do something.
Yeah.
This one. That was a long time ago.
When Greg Recco was doing the covers, it was a good series.
Are they going to model it after Jennifer Garner?
Yeah, and then...
Of course they are.
I know, it's hard to get her lips just right, because they are kind of interesting looking.
They are.
DC's third weekly series now has a new... has an official title. It's going to be called Earth 2 World's End, and it'll be a gritty and complex story, basically talking about Earth 2.
So is it like After Earth with Will Smith?
Well, no, DC has a whole bunch of multiverses, and like the, you know, it gets really confusing. So I'm not even sure what Earth is the main Earth in DC now, because it keeps changing.
Maybe it'll be like Battlestar Galactica, like Caprica and Earth.
And you know, and Grant Morrison kind of realizes this, so he's doing a series called Multiversity, discussing all these other universes. So,
Multiversity?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
No, he made it up. It's
okay.
A title.
That's a cool word, though.
Yeah, it is.
That's good.
The multiversity.
And then, for people who read Forever Evil, you know that Dick Grayson was outed as Nightwing, so everyone knows that he is that superhero. So what does he do now? He decides to become a super secret agent spy in his own series called Grayson.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. If you can't be a superhero, might as well be a cool spy, apparently. So look out for that. It's going to be by Tim Seeley and Tom King. And yeah, so no masks, just dice.
No masks.
Just Grayson. Another new series coming out is, Cyclops. Scott Summers is getting his own spinoff series, but it's the all-new X-Men younger Cyclops.
Wow.
He's going to find his dad in space, so he'll be joining his dad's space pirate.
Oh, my God, awesome.
Wow.
It's really
space.
Weird.
Will Jean Grey be in that series?
It's possible. I think she's sticking to Earth, because she's dating old Wolverine or something. I don't know.
Old Man Logan?
Yeah. It's weird. Because, all these... So you have two sets of X-Men, because you have the younger X-Men that Beast brought back for some reason, and then you have the older X-Men. So it's a little confusing right now, but yeah. So young Scott is going off into space to be with his dad and get some bonding time, since he didn't know who he was back then, but he knows who he is now.
Good deal.
Cool. Sam.
And then there will be a movie called... Cyclops Origins.
Star Jam. Yeah, Dad. Star-jammers.
It says, you know, Scott will learn some valuable lessons from his dad, like how to shave, how to talk to women, and how to steal a Badoon starship.
Are you serious?
Of course.
For real? That's
the first three episodes.
I talk to women.
Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Dad. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Teach me how to shave, Dad. Want me yet.
I almost want to read that comic.
Yeah, you totally should. It's going to be hilarious. Other comic news that's kind of big is Comixology, the website that revolutionized digital comics and cloud-based comics, is being bought out by Amazon. So
for how much?
It's undisclosed, but it's going to be a lot. So they're promising not to change it. They're
bullshit.
We'll see what happens, but. If you read stuff with Comixology, just be prepared for it to be going through a little bit of a
We've talked about this before. Marvel's looking to push their digital platform and get rid of print, which sucks. Because how are comic book stores going to survive? Or people want to read the books and comics.
Yeah. So it should be interesting to see actually how that unfolds, but we'll see.
All right.
Then also the Eisner Comic Awards were announced this week. Some of the new series are High Crimes, Lazarus, Rat Queens, Sex Criminals, and Watson and Holmes.
For one listener, what are the Eisner Awards if they don't know?
They're basically just like, you know, they're basically for comic books.
They're like the Oscars.
Yeah, the Oscars for comic books. And Will Eisner, you know, he was a creator of like, you know, old comic books like The Spirit and stuff like that. It's a pretty prestigious award, but that and the Best Writer award is Matt Fraction, who did Sex Criminals, which is Hawkeye and Fantastic Four. Jonathan Hickman, who does East of West, Manhattan Projects, Avengers, and Infinity. Scott Snyder, who does Batman, American Vampire in the Wake, and Brian K. Vaughan, who does Saga.
No Warren Ellis?
No Warren Ellis. Ennis. Yeah, no Warren Ellis this time, but they know, because those guys are just hitting everything they do out of the ballpark. and the best continuing series are also, Matt Fraction has two on that list.
Wow.
Which is a big thing, and it's with Hawkeye and Sex Criminals. And you also have Brian K. Vaughan's Saga, which is amazing.
K. Vaughan did the Thor.
Why the Last Man. Mystique, you know, like single series. And then also East of West is also nominated for best continuing series. Like, I've read some of it, but I like Jonathan Hickman's like Avengers stuff more. But yeah, like, if you want to check out the full list, just, you know, go to, I guess, to EisnerAwards.com and they'll
do it.
They'll do it. And let's see. And that looks like that's comic my news. Comic book news for this week.
That's a lot of comic book news.
It was. Wow. It was a busy week.
I learned a lot.
Archie's dying.
No.
Yeah.
That is really
my Easter
bad.
Is ruined.
But maybe I talk about Bryan Singer, but it's...
Nah. Everybody knows
about it. But one other kind of movie tie-in is like Drew Goddard is now officially confirmed for directing Sinister Six. Spinoff of Amazing Spider-Man. So
pretty
that's
cool.
Interesting. And also they mentioned
that... Drew Goddard?
Drew Goddard did... He did Cabin in the Woods, right? No, yeah. Was that Matt Reeves?
I just watched that movie last week.
I like that movie.
It is really...
Drew Goddard, or did he do Cloverfield? Well, no, Matt Reeves did Cloverfield.
Yeah.
So Cabin in the Woods, I believe, is Drew Goddard. And Drew Goddard's also going to be doing the Daredevil series for Netflix.
Excellent.
And they said also with Venom, the villain most likely is going to be...
Venom.
Carnage.
Finally.
Venom will be his own villain.
Finally, Carnage.
He will fight himself.
And Venom together since the comic book. All right. Excellent comic news. Yes. Moving on to music news with Susan Kamyab.
Okay. So I don't even know if this really qualifies as news, but Miley Cyrus is still hospitalized after No. It's news because she's had to push back, like postpone her concerts, her shows, all the way to like August. She had like some allergic reaction. I don't know if she's been posting selfies of herself, like in the hospital.
We know what she was allergic to.
I don't know. I want to know what she had her allergic reaction to.
Probably licked something.
Yeah, she probably. I'm sure it's some kind of bad lick.
English, you know?
But apparently, like, there's been, like, rumors about somebody's been spreading, like, bad rumors about her health condition. She, like, tweeted this week, like, shut the F up and let me heal. Stop scaring my family and friends. But the pictures are what's really funny, just of her. She's got, like, some breathing mask or something, and she's, like, taking selfies. And, like, I don't want to disappoint my fans, but whatever. So
what happens when you have an allergic reaction like that?
Yeah.
Can't help it.
So... all those are being pushed back. The White House finally responded to the petition to revoke Justin Bieber's green card and have him deported. That petition actually got over 100,000 people signed to, like, get him out of was he from Canada?
Yeah, he's from Canada.
Yeah. Well, they really didn't do anything. They just said, we appreciate your enthusiasm and stuff like that.
but no thanks.
We can't do anything about this, but good that you care.
Good that you care. We don't like him either.
We don't, yeah. You think they give him like a slap on the wrist?
He's just getting like worse and worse is the problem. So
he was raised by idiots, and he's never been told no since he was 10, and What do you expect?
He got spoiled by Usher, but I don't even, does he even like talk to Usher anymore? Like,
who knows? That Usher Justin Bieber relationship is like what's Revenge of the Nerds,
yeah.
The black guy and the little kid. Completely.
I honestly wish that he would just be removed.
Well, another Bieber news, to
hear,
public news. He tried to crash Drake Bell's birthday
party. Yeah, I saw that too.
He wouldn't let him in.
So I don't know who Drake Bell is.
You do.
He's from Jake and Josh. Josh Gad.
Oh, okay.
From Nickelodeon.
Not Josh Gad, Josh Peck.
Josh Peck, same.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
lovable, but yeah.
He's a Nickelodeon star.
And he had a birthday. I was right, because isn't he like bankrupt or broke or something too?
Yeah. But he like disappeared. I'm like...
Whereas Miranda Cosgrove got all that money after her spinoff, so...
Josh Peck is doing good.
Yeah.
He like looks good and is...
He's on...
Mindy.
He's on the Mindy Project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the DJ.
He's Ray Ron.
Ray Ron. Where's the Kinko?
And he also had an Amazon pilot that didn't get picked up, but it was actually, he was actually pretty good on it, called... it was that football team one.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Don't worry.
The Replacements.
Yeah, no, it's close though.
Yeah. Well, anyways... Yeah, Justin Bieber sucks. Anyways,
we're not believers here.
No, absolutely not. Gwen Stefani will be replacing Christina Aguilera on The Voice since Christina Aguilera is pregnant, so she's not.
Just nobody wants to be on
the
show.
All that weight, then got pregnant.
That's exactly what I thought. That poor girl.
They all do because they make so much money on that. When Blake Shelton goes nowhere,
and CeeLo's gone. Yeah, well, basically Blake Shelton, and Adam Levine aren't going anywhere like, ever. But the other two.
Yeah, well, CeeLo's gone.
CeeLo is
by.
Gone.
CeeLo's gone.
Who? Someone is replacing him.
Well, Coolio?
Usher?
No, it's a new guy.
Who
is it? I can't remember.
So, I thought Usher was doing full-time.
Dang it, it was somebody famous.
No, someone famous.
It was like a famous singer. I'm sure it's a famous black singer, too. I'm sorry.
We'll figure that out and come back to it here in a little
bit. Whitney Houston's coming back. She will rise.
And I'm excited about Gwen Stefani because I personally like her more than Christina Aguilera.
Shit is bananas, yo.
Yeah. For people who care, One Direction has released their newest music video too, for the song You and I. I have not.
Williams.
I've not gotten around to watching it because
again, I saw the One Direction documentary twice.
You did?
Yes.
And so was it good?
Right?
No, it was not good.
No, why did you watch it twice?
I saw it in the theater to interview Morgan Spurlock, which was awesome, and then they sent it to me for Blu-ray review, so I had to watch it again.
What's with the poster on the wall?
I know. I mean,
yeah.
They.
Do you have a favorite One Direction?
Your
favorite one?
Which one? Yeah, who's your favorite?
Come on, you know him now if you saw that movie.
Harry, really? That's Harry. Yes,
Harry Styles. See Harry Styles.
Which one is that?
Everybody
is that the one that looks like
white one?
Harry's the only one they talk about with the hair. That David Taylor.
Jimmy Fallon is the best impression of him.
He does.
It's
he
the funniest thing.
He doesn't even speak. He just
does
yeah. things.
Like he's about to sing, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Like,
the only good part about that One Direction documentary is. When all the
credits?
Band members were singing the monorail song from The Simpsons.
Oh,
monorail. So I was excited about that. I was like, holy shit, they know that.
Well, I like their song Story of My Life, but that's all. So, it's been announced that Beyonce will be joining Jay-Z, her husband, on tour this summer. So I'm sure fans
that's
are going
to... weird.
Yeah, that's the first time that they're doing it.
Oh.
Together. So,
are they going to bring their kid on stage too?
That's probably why.
Circle of Life style.
And you know,
pass the baby
10 minutes of Blue Ivy.
And her debut album, Goo Goo Gaga.
Yeah. Yeah, and that begins in June, so I'm sure that's probably already sold out for those fans. Prince announced a new album.
Fuck yes. I love Prince.
He also released a new single with Zooey Deschanel.
Really?
I guess after the collaboration on The New Girl, they have a new single that's, I guess, heating up the charts, but I can't
remember. Where he whispers a lot. Makes weird faces.
I am a huge Prince fan.
I feel like she would
Prince
be like...
likes to sing
so
about
awkward.
Two things.
I'm so adorable. I'm
look
adorable.
At me. Prince likes to sing about two things.
I wear glasses out. Really.
He likes to sing about pussy, and he likes to sing about Jesus. Those are his two things he sings about.
So does Zooey Deschanel. That's
I guess that's true.
Yeah,
you have pussy control, and you have, I'm trying to remember some of the Christian songs he sings, but that's all he sings about.
I hope they make a music video because I'd love to see that.
That Prince,
and
she will probably be taller than him too.
That's, is he
short? I was gonna say that. He's really short.
He's like 5 foot.
Wow.
But he's one of the best guitarists in the world. He's amazing.
Really?
He is. He's an amazing guitarist. I like
Brent Armisen does like the best impression.
Maybe he'll have more stamina time like that. Again.
I'm scared Prince.
Get ready for his album. And then you guys know American Country Music Awards are going to be at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
What? Did you see it? The last award ceremony, Jerry Jones was singing.
They totally plugged our thing. Well, tickets went on sale, and they sold out in 18 minutes. 70,000 tickets sold out in 18 minutes. It'll be April 19, 2015. Dallas is going to be, like, chaos.
So I know I'm going to stay here at my house.
You guys wouldn't cover that red carpet?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
I don't know enough about country music.
Yeah, I know.
So I like country if the artist was born before 1950. I like Waylon Jennings, like Willie Nelson.
So, would that count? Is Faith Hill, is that she before 1950?
I don't think she's, like, 60. Four.
I think so.
Is she?
We should look that up.
She looks good for her age.
She looks good for
she
her age.
Is. And you know, people keep saying that her and Tim McGraw are having problems, but they were like definitely together at the last show.
I have no idea. I like Garth Brooks still. I want to see him in concert at some point. I have to go to Vegas, I guess.
No, he's doing a.
She's 46.
He's coming through here.
See, not yet.
You're right, 1967.
George Strait. Yeah, George Strait's coming through here also.
Yeah, but he bores me. I've seen Willie before. I have actually bucket list with Willie Nelson.
I remember.
I went into his trailer and did some. It's 420. We did 420.
Wow, with Willie Nelson?
Yeah, it was at a show in college. I went up to his tour bus in Lawrence, Kansas.
A huge bucket list. Like,
he was so nice. They're like, "What's up, yo?" I have a picture.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, anyways, and Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan will be hosting that again, which I don't mind Blake Shelton, but I think Luke Bryan is a terrible
I don't know who those people are.
Co-host. I only know because I watched this last
Can we have, like, Chris Rock host that? The Country Music Awards?
That would be so awesome. That's the music news.
I got more music news. Tom Petty, Heartbreakers.
I didn't find that.
Are releasing a new album. Awesome, with the first time in several years, and going back on tour. If you've never seen Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, they're one of the last great rock and roll bands that still keep it rock and roll. Kind of like how AC/DC's never changed. They've always stuck with that through the decades, just like Tom Petty. Excellent. And yesterday was Record Store Day. Lots of good finds. The Cake box set was really hard to find. It's going for about $450 online when it was $140 to purchase. Ron Jeremy, all of our favorite porn star, released an album where he talks about classical music. And so did Harry Dean Stanton. And then they released Ghostbusters single, which was a glow-in-the-dark vinyl. They released Muppet Movie and Pink Panther. And then Scott Pilgrim, the video game soundtrack. Interesting.
Yeah. Huh.
But pretty cool. That's music news. Thank you, Susan. Mm-hmm. We talked about Bieber and Miley Cyrus. It was pretty excellent.
This is like the top trending things.
Yeah, they are. They are. You got video games. Andrew, video game news.
So, in the console wars this month, PS4 outsold Xbox One.
Holy shit.
Which is surprising because...
Did they outsell Wii, though?
By far. It's surprising because Xbox One had Titanfall, which was the best-selling game of the past month.
Has the sales decline for that already?
It's,
for Titanfall?
Because
that was like their big like Halo thing.
It's still number one.
Okay, good.
So it's still selling more than anything else. Overall, Xbox One, since its unveiling, has sold 5 million units, and PS4 is at 7 million.
Really?
So, yeah.
Interesting.
I know. And and speaking of Titanfall news, at the PAX East video game, there's a lot of news coming out from that. We talked a little bit about it a few weeks ago, but another thing, Titanfall announced sort of an expansion pack with... Titanfall Expedition coming out in May with three new maps that you could play on.
Already? Wow, yeah, that's already. Already DLC, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then, let's see. The 1999 strategy game, Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri. I don't know if you remember this.
What did I have in 1999? I mean, Xbox wasn't out then. That's still in high
school. Alpha Centauri has come back around. There's a company called Firaxis is revisiting that series with a whole sort of new reboot, taking off, I guess, at the end Alpha Centauri, the ship, flies off and leaves the civilization that they created.
Wow.
And so they're coming back, you know, leaves Earth behind. And so they're sort of coming back to that point at the end of the series. And it's coming out with a new game called Civilization Beyond Earth, which sort of follows the ship.
Interesting.
Wasn't Alpha Centauri in The Last Starfighter?
That's what I thought.
Firaxis bought the rights to the world from EA back in 2000, but they didn't get the rights to the naming right. They could use the name of the ship, but they couldn't use Alpha Centauri as the name of the video game. So they went back. I guess the last Alpha Centauri was actually called Alpha Centauri, but now so they went back to Civilization, which was the name of the first four in that. So this would be the sixth one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
1999. I had a GameCube, Nintendo GameCube. Remember
so
that?
I think
those
little
discs.
I think Xbox. The first
was Sega Genesis 1999 still, or is that?
That was more like
was
Sega
Xbox
Saturn.
The first Xbox.
Xbox was 2000 because I was.
Okay, so this is way back.
Sure, was it N64 still?
No, GameCube, because I remember bringing the GameCube to college with me in 2000, and then waiting for Xbox and the PS2.
And, okay, well, those of you that are Fallout fans, ZeniMax Media, the company that owns the rights to Fallout, had filed several trademarks, including a trademark for the popular Nuka-Cola, which is part of the game. And a lot of people are thinking that they're either protecting, because the company's trying to develop the name of the
Nuka-Cola
soda, try to steal ideas. So they trademarked it so they could potentially do it in the future. So interesting. I'm sure fans would love to get a Nuka-Cola.
When I had my comic book store, they sold Slurm. We sold Slurm and
Dove
Cola.
Dove Cola,
we did that.
Well, it's Candy Crush is also selling candy now, and they're trying to trademark the word candy.
How the fuck
can
you
do that?
I know. It's crazy. So
these people with their patents and
wait, what's Slurm? I'm sorry. What is
so in Futurama?
Futurama, it's the
drink, the sugary drink they drink in Futurama. It's called Slurm.
What did that taste like?
It's like an energy.
Alien.
Yeah, it's like a sugary energy
like
drink.
The,
that just sounds cool. To like
the liquid waste
the name.
Of a giant slug.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was in Futurama, but. It was having the actual can, and like I remember we sold True Blood and the thing.
Oh, True Blood's disgusting. I tried that. I was really disappointed.
And then for our D&D crowd, we used to have like mana and like other stuff.
But no poplars to go along with that stuff?
No, I wish.
No poplars.
Not yet.
I still have a Duff energy drink somewhere. I'm going to find it.
In Crusty O's?
Probably like exploded somewhere in my storage unit. And then, let's see, Bungie, the creators of the Halo series, has a first-person shooter coming out later this year called Destiny, and right now, coming out in September, they let go of O'Donnell, the composer from the Halo series.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Excellent score.
They say that all of the stuff that he's done so far is still going to remain in the game. But they have several other people that they are looking at to sort of fill the role of music, including C. Paul Salvatore and Paul McCartney. So they're all going to be doing some music as well for this new...
Paul McCartney's coming
first
to town.
Person. Yeah. Wonder so this should be interesting. I want to see what he can bring to the table.
Tickets already sold out.
I don't worry about tickets.
Like, sell out so quickly.
And then...
anything better to do?
Nope. Not when it comes to a Beatle.
Yeah. No, you're not a Beatles fan?
Oh, they're fine.
They're fine.
Okay. The Beatles.
They were a major influence on the Monkees.
Now, the Beats came around.
The Beats.
So,
Doug Funny.
Elder Scrolls Online... has closed all their guild banks because of a duping bug that they found out about. And literally what a duping bug is it lets users go into their bank and pretty much duplicate all the stuff that's in there. And a lot of people were doing it accidentally, but some people were doing it on purpose. And so it's a huge thing. So they close the bank, and they're pretty much taking away everything people have already, like, you know, bought and sold and stored there, because they don't know who actually had that stuff and who didn't. And so it's going to make a lot of fans really, really angry. And so they're bringing a patch out to sort of correct that, but they don't know exactly when the patch will be ready. And so it's making a lot of...
So get it in now.
Crazy. I'm making a lot of their online followers who are really into the game really, really mad.
All right.
And I think that's all I got for video game news.
Video game news. Excellent. I guess we'll move on to movie and TV news. Miss Doubtfire is coming back. Dudes looks like a lady. So Christopher Columbus, or I guess his name is Chris Columbus, who directed the original. Chris is producing it right now, but don't be surprised if you see him direct it, and Robin Williams is coming. But they've been trying to make a Miss Doubtfire sequel since the first one came out, because they made so much money. But every script has been terrible, according to Robin Williams and Chris Columbus. But now, I guess, they're wanting.
I hope it's the psychological thriller version.
Yes, I do. We've seen that trailer.
That trailer, I have seen that. That was great. So funny.
But I posted on my website on boomstickcomics.com about how all the actors look now.
Yeah.
Like Mara Wilson and Lisa Jacoob. And,
who doesn't want to be in the movie?
Joey's younger brother?
Matthew.
Matthew wants to do it again, but who the hell? What's anybody doing besides Robin Williams and Sally Field?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, why is she being a little like...
Well, Pierce Brosnan's doing something.
What is he doing?
Huh?
He just
retired.
Talked about he was the worst.
No, I saw a trailer for him recently. He's doing some new movie. What is it?
Thomas Crown Affair 2.
What? No, it's something with Emma Thompson, right? Is he in that? With Emma Thompson?
He might be. I don't remember.
That's so
but
awesome.
I will see another Miss Doubtfire movie. I like the first one enough. I will revisit this, but who knows if it's going to do another family or if it's going to be him and his TV show. And I don't think how they can replay that without him being in another family. I don't know.
He teams up with Martin Lawrence for Big Mama's House.
Was that the best divorce movie ever? Miss Doubtfire, the best divorce movie.
Yeah.
So Big Mama and Miss Doubtfire.
Idea.
Together.
Best divorce movies for top three at some point.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did like an undercover thing. We need you, Miss Doubtfire, to go undercover in the witness protection.
It's gonna be a spy thriller.
It's like White Chicks or something. Like.
She'll infiltrate like a millionaire's mansion to steal some crown jewels that were stolen.
I hope it's original. They can do without. I call her Matilda, but they can just say she's in college and she can't come back, and then bring back everybody else.
Oh, you don't like her?
No, she doesn't want to be in it, supposedly. So
yeah, she's retired,
and you don't like her.
I do. I wish you would.
You don't like her?
No, I don't. I hate her so much.
All right. So, in other news, what seems like something coming off the Oscar win for 12 Years a Slave, Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, and Liev Schreiber are going to be in a slave movie called The Good Lord Bird, where it looks like Jaden, I guess, is going to play the slave.
Well, because Will Smith will play his son in any movie.
But he's going to...
He plays a slave that learns karate.
Yes, that's true.
Same today.
That's true.
It's not really karate, it's kung fu.
It's kung fu, sir.
Oh, sorry.
But Liev Schreiber, I guess, takes a liking to him and he tries to help him become free or something like that. So,
oh my god!
So maybe Jane's going for the Oscar. Who knows? I would expect Will Smith to produce this. Moving on, Leo DiCaprio has joined the movie The Revenant, which is
good.
A revenge flick, and it's also he's going to fight a grizzly bear supposedly in it. Awesome.
Does that have Oscar bait in it?
I hope so,
because Leo needs an Oscar.
Leo needs an Oscar. I mean. You know, Leo just...
It's like a gritty, almost like a gritty Western, though. Like,
yes.
So,
which is
it's possible.
It would be awesome.
Well, if he loses, like, 50 pounds and transforms himself to, like, a transgender or something, like if he does all that, maybe he has a chance.
He gets left for dead and then gets revenge.
Yes, on the people who leave him for dead. Well, it sounds awesome.
Doesn't he have a
he's
a president movie coming out. He'll win for that.
No,
president
won't.
Movie?
Well, he has a Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson,
movie.
Yeah.
He's developing.
But wasn't he in another president movie?
That J. Edgar?
Yeah.
That was such
a
bad
that's not
movie.
A president movie, though, but yes.
That, and he's also
The Aviator.
Critters 3.
Chris Reed. Yeah.
All right, moving on. If you're fans of Friday the 13th and Jason Voorhees, they're remaking this yet again.
Romantic comedy?
They're trying to do the found footage angle with this Friday the 13th movie. Okay. And David Bruckner is directing it. And you
would Who's that?
He directed one of the shorts in VHS. I think it was the first short, the one with the succubus woman. I think.
A bad one.
But yeah, David Bruckner. If they do the found footage, I still like found footage stuff. I would like to see a found footage Friday the 13th. That would be kind of cool. I mean, when they remade it, was it 4 years ago? It was just okay. I mean, nothing to write home about, but yeah.
It was like, basically...
Jason Takes Manhattan is by far the best one. And Jason
I did not know that existed.
Jason X. Jason Takes Jason X. Jason in Space. Pretty amazing.
I like Freddy versus Jason.
I love that movie.
I like that one.
Takes Manhattan.
I have one of those posters framed in the back that I switch out.
Is that one stars in Manhattan Melodies?
Yes. From the Muppets. Fox, 20th Century Fox, is making Mark Millar's comic Superior.
Millar.
It's Millar. M-I-L-L-A-R.
Mark sure Millar. Mark Millar, though. But, okay.
I'll say Mark Millar. It's the way I talk. Superior is about a kid who's dying, and he wants to make a wish where he becomes a superhero. And
his dying wish is to take the powers away from the
isn't it like an alien monkey that gives him this power to
something like that.
Sounds awesome.
Also speaking of Mark Millar.
Millar.
At WonderCon they released some footage of his other
Kick-Ass 3?
No, it is Secret Service with Colin Firth
and
and also of course Samuel Jackson's in it.
Yes.
But they said they were surprised with that, and like they were all pleasantly surprised.
Awesome. And if you don't know who Mark Millar is, he wrote Kick-Ass. So
yeah, he's done a lot of great comics, and he's also the Fox's version of Kevin Feige
for
DC, for the X-Men universe.
Yes. It's pretty good. Moving on. If you're not tired of seeing Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly team up, they're teaming up again for Border Guards, which seems like it's a sequel to Step Brothers because it's like two friends who are not doing anything. And they're like, let's protect our country and be Border Guard for Mexico. Yeah. But then for some reason they get into Mexico without any of like their clothes and their passports and IDs. They have to smuggle back in. It's got comedy gold written all over it. Just hopefully they make it to the Catalina wine mixer at some point. Interesting news. Speaking of Kung Fu, do you know who's remaking Kung Fu?
No.
Baz Luhrmann. Weird, huh? The guy who made Moulin Rouge.
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I expect Kung Fu to be theatrical.
Musical, maybe.
But there's any...
Interesting. No, will they get David Carradine back?
Maybe a CGI version?
Yes. Yeah. Poor David Carradine.
Yeah. Poor David Carradine. Keith is around, and so is...
Yeah, he's still doing...
The Rins and Nerds Carradine.
That is true. Baz Luhrmann remaking Kung Fu, though, isn't that just a weird choice, considering...
Yeah.
Like, he did Australia.
So how many musical numbers will he have, is the question.
Was there a musical?
Did he do Great Gatsby?
He did, and Baz Luhrmann did.
Oh, yeah, the same creator of Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
It looks the same.
It does. No, that makes makes a lot of sense, of course.
That's interesting. Sharknado 2 fans and Sharknado fans, for some reason... The second one. Interesting enough... They went to crowdsourcing on Indiegogo, and they want to do one scene where they want the crowd to fund it to make for more sharks chainsaws, or sharks with chainsaws. Thought it was interesting.
not sharks with lasers.
Laser beams attached to their head. I thought this was a weird thing. Like, I like the crowdfunding thing, but it's just kind of like, so are we going to start seeing like movies being made with like, if you want this one scene, pay for this. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Is that weird to you?
A little bit. But, you know.
I mean, but...
They want to gauge how into the movie the audience is, and that's a good way to do it.
I mean, it's going to break the internet again when it comes out.
Did you guys see the first one?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's good?
Well...
Yes.
It's so bad it's good.
Right. Well, the trailer itself is so entertaining.
I mean, if you go into it expecting, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 mentality, or Riff Tracks... Yeah. It's kind of like you go in to make fun of it.
Yeah.
You're not seeing quality. You're right. Going to love it.
But yeah, the climax is
amazing. I mean, tornadoes that pick up sharks and happen to throw them into people's houses. You know, it's just pretty amazing. Moving on. Candid Camera is coming back to TV Land for new episodes. I feel like we've had so many of these Candid Camera type shows already.
Yeah,
we do.
Like, why not just bring back Punk'd?
Punk'd was awesome when it first came out.
It did for a little bit.
It did?
Yeah, where they let, like, the stars
actually
do it.
Yeah.
Ah, I get it.
Wasn't as good, though.
Wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg is developing a 1800 Jewish priest movie called The Kidnapping of Eduardo Mortara.
Eduardo?
I think so.
Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya, that'd be great. Basically, I guess this guy was born Jewish but was kidnapped at some point to be a Catholic priest, and he grew up that way. Something interesting. But he's got so much. When is Robo-Apocalypse coming out from him? He's doing the Halo TV series.
Yeah.
And is he producing Jurassic Park 4? Is that right?
Probably.
I don't know. He needs to go back to sci-fi. Let's talk about the Goonies sequel.
E.T. 2.
So, Goonies sequel has been talked about forever, and I guess Sean Astin's been going around doing his promo for his new movie, and he let slip that it's happening, there's a script, and then the director of the original, Richard Donner, is saying that it's going, it's working, and that he's actually working with Spielberg to do Goonies 2. It's very bittersweet because I want a Goonies sequel, but man, they could so fuck it up.
Yeah.
Sloth's now a married man with like 4 kids. And
well, so Sloth's dead.
No, but they could easily recreate.
Grandma Fratelli's dead.
They could easily recreate Sloth.
They could too. I guess I put on makeup. But yeah, and then Mikey's dad's dead too.
Original cast, like besides Sean Astin, has anybody else said they're on board? Like Josh Brolin or something?
Well, I think they all are. I think Corey Feldman's the only one that, like, is weird about it, but he's weird, though.
It's always the people that aren't doing anything that are weird about.
Well, so, Chunk, Jeff Cohen, Chunk, he's a big-time entertainment lawyer. He was president of Berkeley.
Does he look good now? I feel like he would
look
good.
No, he's skinny. He's a big chin. Yeah, it's really funny.
I want him to come back and just be like a ladies' man.
I know. I want him to come back in his Hawaiian shirt.
Corey Feldman just had, like, released a music video that was really weird.
It was awesome. I like his music videos. They're really good. It was like a 50s I Love Lucy type thing.
Is he still married?
No.
But the thing is, he was having like parties in his backyard.
That was such a weird,
He was having like creepy orgy parties in his backyard, and he's got in trouble for that recently.
It's pretty interesting.
Adam was invited to one.
Did you go?
No.
Did you get him to sign a picture of Corey Haim?
No. Oh, that's
damn.
Sad.
Why?
Two Corys.
It's a one Corey now.
I don't know.
There is a demon possession movie coming to a film, and it's based on a real story, supposedly. It was in the news.
It is? Really?
All real. Paranormal Activity is real.
A real story.
No, we can't get enough of demon possession movies.
Was it Piranha 3D?
It's not a real story. Yes, it was. Because it was 3D.
Yeah.
And my last bit of news, we've seen zombies everywhere. We've seen Cockneys versus zombies.
Amazing.
Nazi versus zombies. Which one? Cockneys?
Cockneys versus zombies.
Isn't it great? It's like snatching zombies into one.
Yeah. I want to see a bunch of senior citizens take out zombies.
Yeah,
that was
pretty good.
One of some of the funniest scenes.
I reviewed that. I was like, huh. So you can't get rednecks and zombies.
Damn,
so now we're getting scouts versus zombies. And
like Boy Scouts?
Boy Scouts.
David Koechner from Anchorman, who plays Champ, is going to be the scout leader.
Yes.
Of course. That makes sense.
So scouts versus zombies. So, like, can we do nuns versus zombies? Can we do, like, embryos versus zombies?
Seniors versus zombies. I think that'd be great.
They did that in
comedies. That would be so funny.
But just take it even further.
I'm going to tell you a story. I started writing a comic book set in the future where zombies were overrun by this corporation. Zombies overrun. And then
the Umbrella Corporation?
These elder gentlemen came by and had to put out all of the zombies. And I had a scene in the comic where a zombie was trying to bite through one of the old guy's arm, but he couldn't because his skin was so leathery from the outside that the zombie couldn't bite through it. I want to see that at some point. But yeah, anybody else have any news? Is that our news?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe news also that they accidentally someone might have let slip like what all the villains are going to be for the next like 10 years. The Marvel Universe.
For like movies? Or
what do you mean?
For movies and TV. But basically, yeah. Also, because they revealed some of the TV shows they might be working on that I haven't been listed before. But like, you know, because like, they have like, on the list, just they have Black Panther being listed for 2016. They had like Doctor Strange in 2017. Thor in 2017 as well. And Avengers 3 in 2018.
Plus,
in 2018, they have a Punisher TV show and a Moon Knight TV show.
Maybe 37 then.
Yeah, and then they also have movies for that for 2019 are Planet Hulk and Spider-Woman TV show and a Deathlok TV show.
Spider-Woman?
So, yeah.
There's a Spider-Woman?
Yeah, yeah. Spider-Woman.
She's in Avengers.
Is she really? I'm excited.
But yeah, that, you know, yeah. People don't know, you know, the list sounds pretty plausible, but we'll see if it actually...
we'll see. We have several years.
Yes, because we have many years to
wait. In 2035,
there might not be movies then. Who knows? But, yes. But that's our In the News segment for our 30-second episode.